We turn our attention now to the Lorain County Community College's Student Veterans Service Office. And we've got two members of that office in studio with us right now. We've got Bruce Weigel and SB Correa. Thank you guys for coming in. How are you?
Fine, great. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, I want to get into what you guys do exactly before we get into the orientation and and the registration fairs coming up, too. So for those who have not had a chance to get involved or see what this organization is all about, what do you guys offer?
Veteran Service Office at Lorain County Community College oversees the educational benefits that our student veterans have. We begin with a certification process which guarantees their rights as veterans to an education. And we follow all the way through, monitoring their progress as students. SB can talk a little bit about the advising part of it. She's a student success coach who works particularly with veterans. That's our primary purpose at the college, is to oversee the educational needs of student veterans. But we also work as a resource to provide housing needs, transportation needs, medical needs, etc. Assistance to families. We try to serve as a resource for as many different needs as our veterans come to us with, and provide those kind of services as well.
We try to have the resources on and off campus. So veterans don't have to be students at the college. They can be veterans out in the community. We're just here to help. That's exactly why we're here.
So you guys offer services to those who aren't even a part of the program initially, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so you guys have the door open to basically everybody. Now, you guys do...
We're a community college, and we take that community part very seriously in everything that we do.
And you guys do have orientation and registration fairs coming up. One coming up tomorrow, and you have another one after the first of the year on Thursday, January the 4th. What are the details on both of these orientation and registration fairs, and what all is being offered here?
So I can talk about the one tomorrow, which will be at the Lorain Learning Center at City Center in downtown Lorain. And what we're going to do, because we have veteran population now of students at our branch campuses, we want to provide some services that we provide at our main campus to those veterans on those branch campuses. Now, we can't do that on a regular basis because present at those sessions have to be people called certifying officials, which are people who had to go through a certain amount of training to learn to deal with the VA and all their regulations and rules. So one of the things that we're going to do is have those people available for people who still haven't been certified, who want to enter the college or any college, really. We're also going to talk about the veterans organization on campus. We have a student organization made up of veterans, men and women, from several different wars. We're going to talk about grants and scholarships that are also available to veterans. And we're going to try to begin to more rigorously pursue a networking among our student veterans, because veterans are people who have a tendency to listen to other veterans and to want to spend time with other veterans. And we need to take advantage of that, I think, in order to help build our veteran community at the college and in the county in general.
Our motto is really veterans serving veterans.
And I think it's interesting you guys bring that up, too, because you do hear a lot of those same things from veterans. They have a tendency to listen to and learn from other veterans, too. And, you know, a lot of the things you hear from those who are coming back to the country now after serving in the present day is that, look, I mean, you're looking for somebody on the same common ground that you're on, because you want to share some of those experiences. And a lot of times, you know, veterans, because they've been through what they've been through, they can really learn a lot from each other.
Well, that's been the primary change in the Veterans Administration in general. Is 25 years ago, one could go to a Veterans Administration hospital and not run into any veterans in the staff, either doctors, nurses, attendants, whatever. Now it's impossible to do that. Now you run into veterans at practically every level of contact at the VA hospital, and that makes a huge difference.
It's the camaraderie that we have, especially with at the college. We have a veterans lounge, Veteran Military Service Center, and I think that's what brings the veterans in, is that they feel comfortable, they feel safe, they feel like someone understands them, and that's really important to us.
Sure. I mean, sharing a lot of the same experiences, too, or I mean, I think even the willingness to sit down and listening to somebody else's experience, and knowing that you can help someone cope with that experience too probably goes a long ways.
Yeah, you know, and we want to invite people, even if they hadn't thought about pursuing their educational benefits in the past, we want to invite people so that we can share that information with them so that they can have those opportunities. It's also possible that members of their family could take advantage of some of their benefits, their educational benefits, so they can learn about that as well from us. So we're a resource for our veterans, and we're there for free, and our pizza and soda are free too. So we hope to have as many people as possible join us on Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 4:30 at the LCC Lorain Learning Center at City Center, which is 201 West Erie Avenue in downtown Lorain.
I want to definitely hit on what you said about spouses, children, dependents. You're just as much of a family as the veteran. So please come out. There's so many benefits that we can show you.
And you guys have another one coming up on Thursday, January 4th, 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That one is at a different location. That's actually at the college, correct?
Correct. It'll be for our campus and for our students who live closer to our campus.
Yeah, come out and see the Veterans Lounge. It's amazing. It's great. Right across at the Veteran Military Service Center, so you can really take a tour of everything.
What all happens at the Veterans Lounge, and what kinds of amenities are there at the Veterans Lounge that you think some of the veterans who have gone through have really benefited from?
Oh, definitely. So if you go into the Veterans Lounge, you have coffee. We have a coffee maker. We have a popcorn maker. We have TV. We have cable. We have computers. But most of all, what's the most important part is the camaraderie. You have people, the Army, the Marines, the Navy. You have people that can relate to you. And that's the most important part.
Very cool stuff. Well, now you guys also have a little bit of involvement as veterans yourselves, correct? So I want to open that up to you guys, too, because you guys both have different stories. Mm-hmm. Espy, we'll begin with you. You know, what's your story? How did you get involved with this?
When I first came to the college, I'm actually from Cleveland. So I drive about 30 minutes every day to come out to the college. And I'll tell you what, as soon as I walked into the college, I knew that was a place I needed to be. But I did notice the lack of veteran support when I first got there. Through time, I can tell that veterans been a priority and how much it's changed. We got a veterans lounge, thanks to Bruce. He was a huge help with that. And then we created the Veteran Military Service Center, which has really brought a lot of veterans in. And one thing I've noticed, female veterans. We have a large group now of female veterans. And that makes me very proud, very proud.
You didn't talk about your service.
Oh, my service? Oh, I forgot. I'm a Navy veteran, 8-year Navy veteran. I was a firefighter on the flight deck of the USS Nimitz.
Holy cow, wow.
Yeah, I went on was 4 deployments, 2 RIMPACs. I loved every minute of it, every minute of it. So
what was it that brought you out to LCCC? Like, well, how did the dots connect for you?
That's a funny story. So I actually have a friend that's from Lorain, and she told me about LCCC. And I don't know, back in the day when I was younger, in Cleveland, no one goes past Great Northern Mall. Because I swore that Lorain only had cornfields. That's what I thought.
I'm from the east side, so yes, I can vouch for that. I was in the same boat as you.
So I was floored when we started driving and I saw that there was a city and there was buildings and there was a college out there, not in the middle of cornfields. So that's actually one of my friends has brought me out there.
Wow.
And that introduced me.
See, it's interesting you say that because, like I say, I'm as an East Side guy, I thought the same thing too. Like when you go further out west, you start to say, wow, I mean, same thing. I thought it was just only cornfields, right? Then you get out here and you see what all is out here. Now I live out here. So yeah. It's been like a complete 180 for me. Now, Bruce, if I'm not mistaken, you're a Vietnam vet, correct?
I am, yeah. I grew up in Lorain. I went to Vietnam when I was 18 years old, out of high school in 1967. And I came here after my military duty because it was something to do. And because I walked in the door one day and immediately people came to my aid and assistance in terms of helping me as a veteran. Mm-hmm. And I always appreciated that. I left and finished my undergraduate degree at Oberlin and then did a master's at New Hampshire and a PhD at Utah, and I also stayed away teaching at different universities. Then I had the opportunity to come back here as a distinguished professor and decided to do it, and decided it would be a great way to pay back what had been given to me those many years before. So I taught here for about 15 years as a professor of arts and humanities. And last spring, I retired from teaching to take over the job of director of veteran services.
It's got to be interesting for you to see how all this has changed. You just mentioned that you went to Vietnam in 1967, so we're talking 50 years it's been now.
That's
since
right.
You originally left for Vietnam. Talk about how all the services have changed. Now, you alluded to it earlier, but I want to give you a chance to kind of expand on that. How have the services changed over the course of the last 50 years?
I'm still learning about that question myself. It's a very different kind of military. One of the big differences between, I can talk about the differences between the veteran populations. One of the big differences is that my generation veteran had no interest in going to war, knew nothing about Vietnam, cared nothing about Southeast Asia, and once sent there, were still kind of bored and dismayed by the whole thing. There was never this great swelling of political rancor by that generation against the Vietnamese. The generation of veterans today were faced with a really complicated situation. They were led to believe that a country that we could identify attacked our country. And they were led to believe that by our government. So they had every reason to believe it. And therefore, they felt that they wanted to come to the aid of our country, rightfully so. And they did. Many of them found out later on that they had been lied to, and that they have been sort of left morally bankrupt as a result of that. So it's a very different kind of veteran that I work with these days than I grew up with and hang out with from time to time.
Do you find now that there's more of an integration? Because I know it seemed to me like 20, 30 years ago, you know, if you were in the Army or if you were in the Navy, you know what I mean, there was that friendly rivalry, but there seemed to be some separation. Now it doesn't really seem to matter as much. If you're a veteran, you're a veteran. And it seems like they've all kind of come together over the last 10, 15 years. There's literally no separation whatsoever, it seems.
Yeah, there's I mean, there's still rivalry.
Okay.
I mean, that's true. You get us all together, and I mean, the Navy's better than Army. You know, the Marines are better than all of us. So, I mean, there's still that. But at the end of the day, when we're all together, we're all family. I may have not known you, but you're a veteran, so you're my brother, or you're my sister, and that's all that matters. And that's how I see it, and I'm sure that's how a lot of veterans see it. Is that, you know, you go to a bar, you go to a restaurant, and you don't care. That's a veteran you served. You know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. So you're family, and I love you, and I don't know you. And that's just how it is.
Sure. And I would imagine there's a lot of common ground there. And that's probably, you guys probably experience a ton of that, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes we don't even have to say anything to understand. And that's where it's at.
And in your experience over the last 50 or so years here, Bruce, do you see a lot of that too? Have you noticed that change?
I have noticed that change, yeah. There's a lot more camaraderie, a lot more veteran for veteran kind of feeling, I think. Unless you run into a Marine, then it's different.
You say that half-joking. Care to elaborate on that?
Well, you know, Marines are very proud.
They are, yes.
And still consider themselves the most elite fighting force. You know, and they're great. As long as there's a beach, they do really well.
we'll go ahead and transition on that note. We'll cut you guys loose on this. You mentioned that you do have the orientation registration fairs coming up. Again, there's one tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It is at the City Center in Lorain. There's also one coming up Thursday, January 4th, 11 to 4:30 as well, at LCCC's Veterans Lounge. And you know, you guys, do you have other events coming up after the first of the year? What kinds of other new and exciting things do you guys have coming up at the Veterans Services Office?
Yeah, and by the way, please give us a call at 366-7378, 440-366-7378. 7378. If you have any questions about your educational eligibility or anything else relating to veteran services, we'll be happy to take care of you Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. What else do we have coming up?
In April, we have the Suicide Prevention Walk. Go on our website, LCC website, and there'd be more information once we find out. But the first walk we had about 40 people come out. Yeah, you're right. You're like, that's pretty good. Well, just last year, we had almost 200 people come out. That's a huge jump. Huge wow. jump. So please come out to support. Also, we just finished up Toys for Tots. We had a local biker group donate, how many bikes do we have?
30.
30 bikes going from toddlers to teenagers. They donated, and we had two
brand
full
new
boxes.
Bikes.
Brand new bikes, brand new helmets. We're still accepting donations, so don't hesitate to come by the Veterans Service Office. And don't forget that you have a home here with us in the Veterans Service Office.
Thank you.
Very good stuff, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It was a lot of fun to learn more about not only the orientation and registration fairs, but also learn more about the organization in general and learn more about your stories as well, too. So thank you guys both for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.